You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. Here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, Tammy, we've talked about retirement. We've talked about, you know, all the ways to be smart with your money, which is why we have the website, smartwithyourmoney.com.
Right.
And you and I are starting to buy investment properties again. And we look at, you know, I've flipped 190 properties over the last 20 years. And I've had up to 112 rental units at a time. And it's funny because the ones you remember the most are the mistakes that you make.
I guess that's good that you remember the mistakes. Hopefully you don't repeat them.
Right. So we've developed the 8 costs that new investors in real estate do not consider. So, Tammy, I'll let you start off with this one.
Yeah. Those unexpected repairs. You know, a home inspection is really vital to when you're buying a property. You want to make sure that you get someone very reputable, very good at what they do, because this is going to be your honey-do list, and it's going to be a reality check. And depends how much you want to write that reality check for. But HVAC, the heating, cooling stuff, that's a big one. Some unforeseen costs that, you know, the inspection just all of a sudden brings to light that you missed.
Yeah, like damage to the, you know, the main sewer line by not getting the camera in there to scope it out.
Right. The mold that might be behind a wall that you didn't think about.
Right.
All definitely that good stuff.
Some unexpected things that you better budget in.
Right. So
number two on the list is vacancy. Okay. I've seen properties sit vacant for a long time, and especially when this is your second job, you already have a busy life, and you know, maybe you have time for these properties when everything's going right, but when it's not going right, you don't have time. Mm-hmm. So we've all seen tenants do lots of damage to properties, and just the longer they sit vacant, the more money that it costs.
Right, right. All right, so number three, closing costs. You know, my grandpa, when I just remember my grandpa saying, a nickel isn't worth a dime today. And I thought, okay.
Sounds like something Yogi Berra would say.
If anything, you know, these closing costs, they do add up pretty quickly. And Doug, you probably could talk a little more about this, but these are the expenses that are necessary to just complete that real estate transaction. And it's, you know, and are considered separate from the actual price of the property. So you might be going in to buy a home for $80,000, but your closing costs may be a lot different than that you expected. But in your job, Doug, maybe you can clarify that. People will know this how many days before closing?
They'll know what?
Their closing costs.
Well, they'll know their exact closing costs at least 3 days before closing.
There you
now,
go. Now so you better come up with the money in 3 days.
Right. So. But you really should know when you get your good faith estimate, you're going to have
a good idea.
Yeah. Now the good faith estimates are called a loan estimate. Mm-hmm. The new LE instead of the GFE is what you'll get if you want to get your closing costs summarized for you. One of the other things, Tammy, when it comes to the closing costs are the commissions too.
Mm-hmm, that's so true.
Now, on the buy side, you may not have any commissions, but on the sell side, frequently will if you're not a licensed agent yourself. Mm-hmm. And with closing costs, there are closing costs on conventional type loans, but a lot of people will buy investment properties with hard money loans. Mm-hmm. And a hard money loan will really have a lot more closing costs.
Interesting.
And they're exempt from a lot of the governance that you get over typical types of loans like what we give in the mortgage business. Mm-hmm. So, Tammy, number four on the list are taxes. And this is a big mistake I see people make, because you buy that property and when you flip it, you get this $20,000 net check that goes into your bank. And do you separate the money off right then to pay your taxes at the end of the year? Most people don't. Mm-hmm. And then they end up with a bunch due.
Right. Well, something else to also think about if you're going into investing in real estate is property management. When you're first starting out, investors will usually be able to manage their first property on their own. And as easy as you can balance this task for a while and you have a full-time job, on the flip side, there's going to be some conflicts trying to collect that, you know, the rent, trying to handle, you know, any kind of repairs, things like that. Property management in its simplest terms is paying someone to oversee the properties for you. And on average, this expense is around 7 to 10% of your monthly rent charge. So if you're charging, you know, just to make it simple, let's go with 10%. If you're charging someone $500, easy math, $50. So just make sure that you consider that and think about, are you going to be able to handle it? Because now all of a sudden Tommy is in whatever baseball program that's out there, or football, or whatever he's in, going to all these practices.
Well, on the flip side, if you can't handle the management yourself and you have the property management cost, is there still any net money at the end?
That's true. Yeah, right.
So number six on our list, and in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 8 costs that new investors in real estate do not consider. So number six on the list is opportunity cost.
Right.
So opportunity cost is when you choose to do one thing, you give up something else. It's always a trade-off. And whether it's an opportunity cost with your time or whether it's an opportunity cost with your money, okay, there's always an opportunity cost to it. And you have to really think through, what is that cost? What do you think the cost is, Tammy? It could be high, can't it?
It can, because, I mean, if you're in a new relationship, then you're not going to be able to go out on many dates unless you make it a date night remodeling the house.
It's like our second date, Tammy. You helped me move furniture.
I did. I showed up with a truck and trailer, helped you move out of there.
Sold. I'll take you.
Oh, gosh. Looking back at that. Number seven is time. Although not directly monetary expense, you have to really just kind of, like what we're saying, is consider the time that it's going to cost you to give up to be able to handle some of this stuff. These expenses can manifest themselves in various and really unexpected forms. I mean, a floor remodeling job gone bad, and you got to get in there and jump in, and it takes longer than you think, or, you know, even just the time to deliver paperwork to a title company. Are you going to be able to handle doing all of that, handling that stuff? So, you know, time is a big deal, and make sure that you have time to handle a property.
All right, Tammy, number eight on our list is carrying costs. And this is something that a lot of people missed, is what is the interest carry on the property?
Yeah, when we were talking about that, you brought up a really good point, and I'll let you just go on and share it, but I really listened to this.
So I've had multiple properties that I can guarantee that it's almost always going to take you longer than what you think it is.
Right.
And what if it takes you significantly longer? Okay, what if, you know, you think you're going to flip this property in 3 months, which isn't going to happen, okay? And maybe it's going to take you 6, maybe it's 9, maybe it's 12 months before it can sell.
Right.
And while it's vacant, there's all kinds of extra risk and things going wrong. And other things that can run up your expenses too would be, you know, maybe
lawn care.
Well, lawn care. Are you going to set up security cameras?
Right.
So that somebody doesn't break into the house and strip it out. Well, right. Now you have an internet cost, and you have the cost of the cameras and things like that. All those add into the carrying costs that you have to consider. So if you're interested in buying investment properties and you want a consultation on it to make sure that you're doing it right, and you want to be getting the best loans out there for it, we do tons of investment property loans. Reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. You can text me or call me to set up a consultation to learn more about investment properties and making sure that you finance them correctly, because if you don't, it can really cost you a lot of money in the long run. And these 8 points, the 8 costs that new investors in real estate do not consider, are going to be on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Go to the website and look at these, download them. And Tammy, you've had quite a few investment properties over the years too. Have you run into any of these?
Every single one. Every single one. The biggest one is that vacancy and being able to handle that property while it's vacant, meaning making that mortgage payment on that property, not being in a rush to get someone in there to rent it, because that's where a mistake can be made is that you just want someone in there so bad that you're willing to not do a credit check and all of those things. So, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that is. That's definitely a big deal. Mm-hmm. So those are definitely costs that mm-hmm. you need to consider if you haven't already considered it, because you know they can run up. And the bottom line is that we're not saying to not invest in real estate.
No, not at all.
But if you're going to do it,
consider this stuff.
Well, consider these things and make sure you have it in your budget in advance.
Right.
Predict the unpredictable.
Right. Is there a magic number that someone should do? That would be a question, but I don't know. I think it's different for every property.
Yeah, I think that you better be buying it right so that mm-hmm. If you have, let's say if your estimated repair cost goes at least over by 10%,
right,
which it can be significantly more than that mm-hmm. at times. One thing I always keep in mind is that you can control the buy, and you have a little bit of control over the sell price. It's that fix-up cost that's a big variable, and you have to be really careful at what the fix-up cost is on these properties.
Right, right.
All right, so great show. Reach out to us if you want personal advice in this area, or if you have recommendations for new segments, definitely reach out
to
us. Shoot us a text or shoot an email. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, for all your mortgage needs, call Cornerstone Mortgage, and next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week. Yeah.